Hi everyone, it's Bunny Bun Bun AU here. This is my nice to meet you questionnaire. So yeah, let's get started. Question one. Please introduce yourself, your username, and what name you like to go by. You guys can call me Bunny. Feel free to come up with an origin story. So origins of my username. Not that exciting, just my main account also had the word bunny in it, and when I was creating this account, I was just being kind of silly and thinking like, oh, like bunny, bun bun, you know, like, that sounds cute, I'll just tack on an AU for audio. Yeah, so that's me, bunny. Okay, two. Are you or aspiring to be a performer, writer, lurker, etc., etc.? And more than one can be applicable. So when I first found this sub, I only listened to like a few audios at first, mainly by one user, and I didn't know that people wrote scripts for other people, that, you know, that there were people who are writers and people who are performers or people who are both. So I just kind of started writing scripts for myself, you know, my own fantasies or whatever. And yeah, so I started performing those. And yeah, so I feel like I mainly like performing the stuff I write for myself. I don't know, because I feel like if I perform someone else's script, I have to, like, be really into it, yeah, so. Okay, moving on along to number three, favorite musical genre and top three music artists. Favorite musical genre. So, my favorite musical genre generally changes from time to time, like, you know, I get bored of listening to, like, you know, a certain genre after a while, so I'll switch to, like, a different artist or something. But right now, the two genres that I'm listening to the most are rap and pop. Right, so top three music artists. Huh. Okay. Oh, I suck at, like, picking favorites and like top whatevers, because it's like I like everything. Let's just go with one for now, because I can only think of one off the top of my head. But I really, really like Billie Eilish. I mean, her songs like range from really intense and badass to almost like evangelical and like angelic. It's crazy. Just listen to just listen to some of her songs. All right, okay, so number four, what is your current favorite kink or fetish? What do I find sexy? It can be as specific or vague as you wish. Okay, so this has been my fantasy for a while now. It's not really a specific kink or fetish, like I don't think there's a term for it, but rather it's like a certain scenario, and it's a pretty specific scenario. So when I was younger, I used to read a lot of like romantic shoujo mangas, and one of them was about like a Japanese high school girl who ended up living with her teacher, and it was about kind of like their budding romantic relationship, but like not romantic because they're not supposed to be together, you know. So that kind of really sparked this fantasy that I have had for literally years now. And, you know, I don't know if I would ever be able to roleplay this in real life, because I'm just forever single, but whatever. Okay, that's time for another questionnaire. So this is what the scenario entails. So, right, so I'm the Japanese high school girl, And I have my sights set on this handsome young new teacher. And like I'm a good student, but I'm like also kind of determined to seduce him, and he's drawn to me, and we have a lot of chemistry, but he refuses to let himself, overstep any boundaries with me because, he is a dedicated teacher and he loves teaching and he would never jeopardize his job. But I just, I tease him so much and I am just so sweet and adorable and cute and sexy that he just can't help it and ends up like fucking me really, really hard and being really rough as like punishment for teasing him so much. I'm talking about like throwing me around and like grabbing my hair and choking me and oh yes. Oh God. Oh. All right. Yeah, so that was kind of like what I that scenario was kind of like what I tried to emulate in my first scripted audio. So yeah, that was pretty specific. A kink or fetish I would like to learn more about. Honestly, like these sound kind of like vanilla compared to like some of the other stuff I've seen on Gone Wild Audio, but I guess I would just like to explore more of like light. It sounds like a contradiction when I say this, but like light rough sex, like not like heavy hardcore BDSM, but like more, I don't know how to say it. Like I wouldn't say it's BDSM, but just really rough sex or like let's just leave it at that. I don't really know how to answer this question. Maybe you guys can tell me your kink or fetish and I will look into it and see if I want to learn more about it. All right, so message me with your kink or fetish and let me know if I should learn more about it. Okay, got it. Great. Send me those messages. Six. Biggest pet peeves. Okay. Oh, I know. This is my biggest pet peeve ever. And, it's probably because I live in a big city, but whatever. My biggest pet peeve is when, like, people are walking really, really slowly on the sidewalk and they're blocking you, or they completely stop in the middle of the sidewalk, where there's like a huge group that's like completely like blocking the sidewalk and they're walking slowly, or all people who get off escalators and they stop right when they get off and you're like coming up behind them, and you're gonna like run them over. So yeah, that's my biggest pet peeve. Like I will run you over. Okay. Favorite celebrity voice, and do I prefer higher or lower pitch voices? I'm just gonna go with Billie Eilish again. I really like her voice. And for higher or lower pitch voices, I don't really think it's necessarily the pitch that I prefer, it's more like the timbre. Kind of like, I guess, like the clarity that a voice has, if that makes sense, like how clear it sounds. Yeah. Okay. What ice cream flavor would my sexual preferences be? Feel free to come up with a brand new flavor. And how do I prefer my ice cream? Okay. Honestly, I'm pretty vanilla when it comes to sex, or at least I have been. I want to explore more, but not really an option for me right now. So, yeah, vanilla. Besides, everyone loves vanilla. Okay, so how do I prefer my ice cream? I really like strawberry ice cream. Just plain strawberry ice cream. Yeah, that sounds so good. I haven't been able to have like good strawberry ice cream in such a long time because I'm like severely lactose intolerant and it's summer right now and I'm just like, I want strawberry ice cream. Okay. So, next question. What are your biggest idiosyncrasies? Yes, what are my biggest idiosyncrasies? Mannerisms, behavior, or any way of thinking that makes you you. Okay, let me see. Mannerisms. Oh, okay. So, I don't know if it's like an idiosyncrasy though. It may be kind of evident from this audio, but I kind of have a Valley girl accent. Like I say, oh my God, a lot, and like, yeah. What else? Jeez, I don't know. Honestly, like. People, my friends kind of know me as like the weird one, but sometimes when I try hard to think about it, I don't even remember what makes me weird. I guess like, oh, like I'm what people call, or I try to be a zero waster. So I try to like lower the amount of waste I produce and lower my carbon footprint on the world. So like I use reusable shopping bags, reusable drink cups for like when I go to Starbucks. I for a while I used to bring like Tupperware to restaurants to put my leftovers in so I didn't have to use like the disposable ones. Yeah. Let me see if I can think of anything else. That's all I can think of for now. Yeah. Let's move on. What do I hope to get out of Gone Wild Audio? What do I hope to get out of it? Honestly, just fun. I started recording and, exploring this community for fun, and I've been having a lot of it, so yeah, looks like I'll stay for a little while. Okay, all right, so that was my questionnaire. If y'all have any more questions for me, feel free to send me a message and I will get back to you. I promise, I reply to my messages. Yeah, so bye.